it's a good place to be. We're going above our weight at the moment, and you know, sustaining that's going to be difficult, especially with, you know, little injuries and things like that. So two very important players, but I think we've proved that we can go the distance.
And you had two boys came on there, you had Keith Ford come on this evening, Josh Daniels continued to score, and Nathan Boyle up top with two goal scorers.
Yes, I'm pleased for them. You know, they've stepped up to the plate. Nathan and Josh have both stepped up and are making good contributions to the performance of the team. It was difficult in the heat. You know, we're not used to that heat here, as you can know. And we played a game to suit the weather. And I think you could see that in the first half. There wasn't a lot of events in the penalty boxes in the first half, in either penalty box. Despite our domination of the ball, but we dug in two goals, and I thought that was good.
Clean sheet too. Any manager, you always want them, and they're another one they tick up.
Yeah, to be fair, Bray had a couple of chances. One header that went wide, and a good save from Jared. And you know, they had chances because they pushed on. They had to go for Brooke, and you know, they've got a good bench. My goodness, they brought on Pender and Douglas from the bench, and they were, I'm not saying they were predictable, but they played long diags for the number two as an attacking fullback and tried to fight off second phase of that and go for the bits and pieces that might evolve from that. But we sorted that out, and I thought the defence did really well in the second half.
And you were saying, just leading into the game, you wanted to get a victory, particularly in front of the home fans just before the break. You got that, and you know, you can't really ask for much more than that.
I think the performance was good. I think it was very good, in fact. It was controlled, a very controlled performance, and one where we kept the ball in the heat. We weren't too flamboyant. We worked on the possession, and how we kept it was good because it tired them out, I felt, in the first half, and they were running on empty towards the end of the first half. It's just a pity the half-time whistle went, and then in the second half we wanted to get an early goal to try and kill the game off, and we nearly did. We started the second half in the first 10 minutes really pushing for a third goal, but gradually as the game wore on, you know, they had to throw caution to the wind, and they pushed a lot of people forward and tried to play off long balls and throw-ins and long throw-ins and corner kicks, and you get that from some teams in this league. But Bray worked hard and are a good team.
It was a case of, like, you know, you've obviously been out back to me, and Patterson have been the sort of the mainstay with goals or setting chances up. So it's great when you're getting victories with the younger players in your small squad are all playing their part.
Exactly. Without them, it's fantastic to do it without them. And it was good to get Ryan Doherty and Rory Holden on the pitch tonight, and Jordan Allen. So I'm pleased that they showed a good commitment to what we're trying to do.